toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you want to help support the show, then buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. It's store.freetalklive.com. We don't go to the phones. He has dropped off the line. So instead, we'll talk about a little story, and then we'll get to the procrastination thing. A little story about George Bush, and apparently he went to a baseball game or something like that recently.
Well, you know, he's the president. He throws out the first pitch.
And it turns out that, now this is news to me, but it turns out that whenever the president is in the vicinity, you are not allowed to take pictures of things, or at least certain things.
So it appears.
What is the story here, Mark?
This is out of WUSA9.com. Washington, D.C., like a number of people without a ticket to the Nationals game Sunday, Mark Butler stood outside the left field gate and watched some of the historic event from a distance. The Minnesota man carried a digital camera to capture the memories. For a member of the Uniformed Division of United States Secret Service, Butler captured too much. Nine News Now photographer Greg Guys...
Wait, where was this? Was this Florida?
No, it was Washington, D.C.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
This is the beginning of real baseball, not the stuff they play in Florida.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And I believe this is the beginning of baseball. I didn't see anything in here that actually indicated that it was baseball, but it's Nationals. I guess that's National League. I'm certainly not up on these things, but I know that George Bush was getting ready to throw the first pitch out, so I'm putting it all together here. Let's see. Greg Guys was rolling when an officer approached Mark Butler. Butler said the officer demanded he delete any pictures that showed the security checkpoints set up to screen fans for the visit by President George Bush.
So he was spotted photographing the security checkpoints?
He said any pictures that I don't know that he was spotted. I cannot draw that conclusion.
Or they just see a guy with a camera and figured they'd go and harass him.
He was within line of sight, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like not being in America, Butler said. He was not interested in the security, but in the part of the stadium you could see beyond the gate. Secret Service spokesman. I guess he was outside, so the Secret Service could draw a conclusion that he was taking pictures of security out of the stadium rather than what's going on inside the gate, I guess. Or maybe there was security on the gate, and he wasn't allowed to, therefore, take any pictures through the gate.
Why is it that pictures are so important? Why would it be similarly against
the government uses them to gather information, gather intelligence for themselves, so they don't want anyone else to be able to gather intelligence.
But wait, okay, so what if you were standing there with a little voice recorder and you were just dictating what the situation looked like? What if you said, well, we've got five cars, one is parked parallel to the other, they've got a barricade, they're checking people's ID, what if you just described the situation?
Would they be relatively certain that they wouldn't like that either and would likely try to do something about it if they could figure out that that is in fact what you were doing?
Right, if they knew that was what was going on, which of course they might not necessarily know because it wouldn't be as obvious as taking photos.
Right. They can look for a camera. It's easy to spot as opposed to a guy talking into his wrist. He could very well be part of the secret agent man squad.
I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous. If you've gone through the checkpoint, you know what it's like. You know what the tactics are. You know what they're doing.
Well, pictures, are worth 1,000 words, as they
say. Apparently
so. I think that they are, in fact, valuable in gathering intelligence.
So what happened here? They told him to delete the pictures? Did they confiscate his camera to ensure that the pictures were there or gone? What happened when he was told to delete the pictures?
He probably did.
Did he have to do it in front of the agent? Did he have to prove that there were no pictures there in the first place? Or were they just suggesting that he delete the pictures? Because normally when you're taking pictures of the cops, they will snag your camera from you, and they will page through your photos and delete the ones they don't like.
Well, the story is picked up by 9 News because Greg Guys was there rolling when the officer caught him.
So there's video of this?
It's a TV. I'm sure there is somewhere.
But not on that particular site that you're on?
Not the one that I'm on, no. I mean, it's one of these short TV articles, which are great to read on the air, but sometimes they leave out exactly what happened. You know, I mean, I don't know what the Secret Service agent did. I can only imagine.
Does that seem right to you, that they're doing that?
Well, you know, it doesn't seem right to me, but they have a conundrum that they've come up against. The government has grown and grown every single year, every single term of every single president since it started. And you can reasonably expect that it'll continue to grow because that's what governments do. And now that the government's grown so large that we've turned into essentially a hegemony, but an empire, empires have reason to fear the rest of the world.
And right. Back in the old days, didn't they? You could just walk into the White House. Right?
The president didn't, there was no Secret Service until, I believe, after Lincoln. They had bodyguards. But
so you're saying the more the federal government becomes intrusive, the more likely someone's going to attack one of their headmasters, the Bush or
Clinton. The more people
Clinton
they go out there and they screw with and they make angry legitimately and illegitimately,
the more they have to fear.
The more that we all have to fear, because we are Americans as far as the rest of the world's concerned. We have a little flag flying above our head, and we're responsible to some extent for what the government's done. The rest of the world realizes this is a democracy and that it's supposedly ruled by the people. So therefore, anything that the government does, the people of America are held responsible by the rest of the world.
So the government then uses its alleged fear of what might happen to its masters, the presidents. It uses its alleged fear of what could possibly happen to crack down on freedom, to crack down upon our freedoms ever further. I mean, now you've got a situation where the president of the United States, if he comes into an area to give a speech, they set up what they call a free speech zone.
Yeah.
In the vicinity.
Which is exactly what it's not.
What happens is, if you're a protester on the street, they will take you and they'll put you inside this free speech zone, usually some penned off area, where you're allowed to stand and wave your sign all you want. But if you're not inside that free speech zone, then you are not allowed to protest. So now you can only protest, you have the freedom of speech, only where they have determined you may have the freedom of speech.
Mm.
And now they're saying that if you're also photographing any of the things the Secret Service is doing, then that's apparently now a problem, and they're demanding that people delete their photographs. So the security net tightens ever further,
right,
and our liberties continue to suffer.
So, the only people that are confronted by this, the average American, their freedom of speech when it comes to the president or, the government, because this is also true. If you were to walk around any kind of government installation, including, old Ironsides, if you were to take pictures of the security apparatus inside your airport or anything like that, then they're going to confiscate the pictures, possibly confiscate your camera in these situations too. And so it doesn't confront the average apathetic American who's asleep at the wheel and doesn't care about their government. It confronts those that might very well care and might want to expose what they consider to be an abuse of power.
Right, and that might make them more frightened to photograph the abuses of power in the future and therefore give them all the much more protection that they need to do their awful, tyrannical things.
My question
By the
here
way,
is
Wayne is joining us a little late tonight. Just wanted to introduce him and allow him to jump in if he had any comments here.
My question is, what does the government have to fear? I mean, if they're not doing anything wrong, then they shouldn't care about being photographed and filmed, right?
True, but there have been a lot of embarrassing situations with people videotaping. Look at the Rodney King incident in the 90s.
That's what they have to fear.
Yeah, that's what they need to fear, because we need to have other people out there, because who's going to watch the people who are supposed to be protecting us?
That's a great question.
They're not protecting us, they're ruling us, and that's what it's become. At one point, they were supposed to protect us, but now they rule us.
Well, that's why we need more activists with more cameras. The solution to this problem is not to obey and to roll over, but the solution is to continue photographing these
fools. To keep on taking the pictures, because what can they possibly do to you? What's the worst thing that can happen?
Well, they could put you in some sort of military prison.
Not very likely. Well, only if you pushed it. You don't push it that far. Just as many people as possible take as many pictures of many of these installations as possible, and then they'll just give up.
I can tell you,
they're, after all, bureaucrats and very, very lazy.
Yeah, well, the bureaucrats around here don't like it one iota cameras.
No, people that work for the government, the thing that they fear the most is cameras and exposure.
And if they tell you to put the cameras away, what's your response, Mark?
I don't know.
I'm the press. You said something like, I'm the press, and there was something else that you followed that with before.
This is a public domain?
Yeah, this is a public place, and I'm the press. You can be the press. Anybody can be the press these days. Even if you don't have your own blog or anything like that, you can still claim you're the press, because you can call into Free Talk Live. You can be a reporter for Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. We take pride in producing the highest quality original style frequency instruments. Customers worldwide enjoy the health benefits of using our machines. Our Model A embodies the best of the old and the new in rice technology. Priced under $1,000, Model A is a state-of-the-art device which performs better than machines costing several times more. With Model A, you have enough power to treat a horse, yet enough sensitivity to treat a mouse. It's ideal for local and whole body applications. Sessions are full analog hand-tuned recordings with impeccable refinement. Model A is affordable and highly portable. It's so easy to use that you'll begin experimenting in minutes. We support you in getting started, and we're available as needed for technical support. Call us today at 888-891-1122, 888-891-1122, or visit us online at jwlabs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And hold on, Wayne. Let's try that again.
And Wayne.
And Mark came in a little late. I forgot to turn his mic on again. All right, 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want still to come. We got to do this procrastination thing. I don't want to put it off any longer. I know that you had something else, Mark, that was real hot and able to hold that for later. Okay. But let's talk about the procrastination thing. Six ways that you can deal with procrastination in that you can reduce your amount of procrastination. So how can people help themselves here, Mark?
Well, they've got
this is still a problem for me. Procrastinating, still a problem.
This is ZMELifeTips.com. The first recommendation I have is take one step at a time. Some tasks, at first glance, may seem simply overwhelming or require a Herculean amount of effort. So in turn, we don't do anything at all. It's important not to let yourself get discouraged by any particular amount of work or pressure involved in activity. What you need to do is start off slow in small baby steps in a revere pyramid style. I'm not sure what that is.
Me neither.
You'll soon find that things are actually beginning to shape up. This is absolutely true, though. If you take little baby steps in doing a project, the next thing you need to do is all you need to do is write down, you know, if I've had large projects where, man, what the heck am I going to do next? Building a house, for instance.
Mm. Yeah. That's going
to
be tough.
What you need to do is you just need to, put line by line, what do you need to do? You
plan it out.
And that's it. Well, let's see. I need to build the house. We need to start construction, so we need to dig a hole in the ground in order to put a cellar in there. But wait. In order to put the hole in the ground, I need to be able to get a big digging hole-digging machine up there. In order to get a hole-digging machine up there, I need to pave the driveway. The first thing I need to do is call someone to pave the driveway. And, you know, you just do it like this and you know, work it out step by step. Because any project, building a house is a very large project for one person to take on, and it's a good example as to how you can do that.
Yeah, otherwise you might just get overwhelmed by how big the project feels to you, and you might just want to, as they say, not do anything, and then that's no good.
Yep. For example, the other week I went in with my dad into the garage to clean up the place. There were wrenches, old car oils, stench, used car parts, and old refrigerator, broken TV.
Where do you start, right?
Yeah, a bunch of useless crap lying around all over the place. I didn't even know where to start, and it did all seem like it was going to take forever to clean up the mess. My dad soon approached me and told me, "There's no hurry, son. There's no pressure. We'll just take it one step at a time and see where we get." We started off with the floor, and then went with the stocked up drawers, and went to more and more difficult tasks from there on, until around midnight we finally finished. My garage never looked cleaner. Hmm. This is not only a methodical technique of getting things done, but also a provider of motivation. It's you get little victories when you work for 2 or 3 hours on the garage. The garage is a nice example because you can do it in a day, but it's a huge Herculean task at the same time. Some people's garages are obviously worse than others.
Yeah.
You know, you can...
hoarder.
If you start out and then you stop and everybody stops and gets a turkey and Swiss sandwich and has a glass of milk, and then you go and look at the garage again, it's like, wow, there's been progress here.
I can see
the floor in places.
Right. If you've started and you've gotten a certain percentage of the way in, then you really don't want to stop at that point, unless you're absolutely exhausted. You may keep going.
Yeah, or you can you can reference back when it's time to start again. Say you want to dedicate 3 hours to cleaning the garage every weekend. Okay, that's something worth doing.
Sure.
And then when it's time to get up and start working again, that next weekend shows up and that 3 hours, you can reference that feeling in your mind. Wow, that's what I want to feel. I can feel like that again. I can make progress and I can have that good feeling. And that's an excellent way to motivate yourself.
I think there's a tip that actually ties into that here in a moment.
Yeah, actually there is. You don't need to have to. You need to want to.
That's the one.
If you feel like you have to do something, you'll automatically feel a sense of restraint and negativity, and that comes naturally when you're feeling obliged to do something.
That's why, as an aside, that's why government school is so ineffective.
Yeah.
Because they teach kids, well, one of the reasons why, but it's one of the reasons why, because they teach kids that, well, you must do this. Even if you don't want to be a mathematician, you must take these math courses. Or even if you don't want to do this, you have to follow this particular curriculum. And if you don't want to read this book and review it, well, too bad. You have to.
That's right. Wouldn't it be better if they said you get to do this?
Right. Or you can do whatever you want to do. It's right. I think education from a homeschooling perspective is far more important, far more effective, because young people are allowed to explore in the areas that they want to explore. I'm not a homeschooling expert, but from what I understand, the basic concept is you teach kids the very basics of how to read and how to write, and then you let that young person go and explore for themselves the topics that they find interesting, and they will be voracious about what they want to learn at that point.
Yeah, you know, I look back in my life, and some of the things that I do best are the things I taught myself.
Yeah. I think that at some point in the education process, it's likely, if not inevitable, that you're going to run across something that's not fun to do and that you're going to have to do it. However,
But you chose in the first place to follow that path. So you want to get to a certain point.
When I say you, I mean in the education process, a parent, who I am, could very well confront, likely will confront, an area where it's like, look, you don't have to like it, Johnny. You just got to do it. And I think that in and of itself, that's a valuable thing in life to be able to tell yourself. I'm really bad at it. But now and then, I have to say, well, I'm going to have to go out and mow the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could hire somebody to do it. That'd be really great. But then I'd have the bad feeling of writing them a check every month. I don't want that feeling either.
Okay. So one feeling's less desirable than the other.
It's loss prevention for me. And, you know, I just got to buck up. And I try to make it as, for me, as profitable and pleasurable as possible. I get a lawnmower that I have to push rather than one that will push itself. That way I can get some exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, I wear as few clothes as possible. So I wear some shorts and shoes and the little socks.
At least you're up here in New England now. And
I haven't mowed a lawn
so
since I've been here.
Yeah.
So no women are whistling at you when they drive by.
Yeah, well, no one can see me. And, you know, the women, you can't hear them over the noise of the tractors they're driving here.
Oh, that's mean.
That's where I live.
You know, that reminds me, there was a book I read about a while back. It was called The Man Who Tapped the Secrets of the Universe. And it was about Walter Russell, who was this brilliant, brilliant artist in the early 1900s. And one of the things in this book about him was that the things that he hated to do, like mow the lawn, for example, what he would do is he would play games with himself to get himself to do it. So he would pretend he was doing a piece of artwork in his yard, and he would go around the yard with a lawnmower and you know, cut some kind of pattern in the yard and make this really cool
art. I've done
art.
That before. Yeah.
And then, of course, he would fill it all in and finish mowing the lawn, but he made it fun for himself. He forced himself to be creative about finding a way to enjoy what he was doing, even though he really didn't like it. And I think that's important sometimes with the things, because we're not going to like everything we have to do.
It's true. Yeah. It's all what's going on in your head, though.
Now, I do agree that the best way to have a good life and to make money doing what you want to do and to teach a kid what they need to learn is mostly self-direction. I think that's immensely valuable. And you know, kids are going to learn to read. I was a terrible, terrible speller in school because, you know, I just wasn't good at it. My brain's not set up for it terribly. But then I began, after high school, I began reading on my own. I wanted to read.
Yeah.
And as a result, I can pretty much spell now.
1-800-259-9231. Other tips as to how to avoid procrastinating and get it done. And you can chime in here as well. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's orgoneproducts.org. orgoneproducts.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN Network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you need to know the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m., $10 per person, knobcreekrange.com. That's knobcreekrange.com. Where is Knob Creek, Mark?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay.
Maybe I should have said so.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Don't put it off. Call in to comment on procrastination. That's what we're talking about right now, and it's a problem that affects, I think, a whole lot of people. I don't have any statistics or anything like that. Just based on my observations of people in my own life and my own life, I can say that procrastination has been a problem for me. It continues to be a problem, although it is not as much of a problem today as it was 5 years ago because I have been working on improving myself.
Yep. It's one of those things that you're going to work on all your life, and the better you are at it, the more productive you're going to be, the happier you're going to be, the wealthier you're going to be.
It may be easier to do nothing, but in the long run, it causes
problems. It's even harder, in a lot of ways, harder because it weighs on your mind. You know, it causes you stress from not getting things, something done. And you might as well just do it.
It's true. So we were talking about that we got through the first two. If you recap them briefly, Mark,
sure.
We'll continue on.
Number one is to take one step at a time. And number two is, You don't need to have to. You need to want to. So, sort of a way to create for yourself wanting.
The mindset that you need in order to get it done. It's important.
Number three is brainstorm your way out. A common reason for procrastination is a lack of ideas. When dealing with any kind of tasks that mildly require some creativity, we've all had our days of mind blocks or plateaus. It's actually fairly common. But if this period of blockage is too long, procrastination can settle in. What you need to do is brainstorm. Go outside, have a walk, freshen up, observe and analyze everything you see or encounter. Always bring a pen or pencil or a PDA for those of you who are more tech-savvy. I have a PDA, and I still, when I'm in a creative mode, for me, the best thing is a yellow
pad of
tablet,
paper.
A paper.
Me too.
Paper. And I personally will either use a, you know, like I have two writing implements that really work well for me that I really like. One is a number two pencil and a little sharpener that I can keep with me because I just like the feel of pencil on paper and I like to be able to erase and use it. And so, therefore, I enjoy the task of brainstorming. And secondly, I like those new gel pens. They use up ink really quickly, but
They feel nice.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, this brainstorming activity would be one of the hardest parts for me to do because I, you know, I'm intellectually lazy. You know, don't want to do those things. So, just finding ways for me to do it myself.
Yeah, brainstorming is so much fun, I think. The collaboration part, you know, when you a group of you can come up with something that that none of you could have come up with on your own.
Yeah, that's true. We've seen it just between Mark and myself, and it wasn't even necessarily a brainstorming thing. It was recent. You had called me, Mark. You were talking about approaching some beer companies. And you said, well, do you have any ideas as to what we could sell these guys that would be something special, something original? I said, well, I don't know. I'm not the gimmick guy. I don't come up with these things. And then a little bit later, you called. What happened there, Mark? You had called me and you said
something. This is just a way he's taking credit for my good idea. I want you to notice what's going on here. Somehow, you know, I included him in the conversation a little bit and watch him just ease right in and take the credit for it. I come up with the idea of getting a beer company to sponsor the Shrine of Female Listeners. That way, every time we mention it, we mention the beer company's name because, you know, our demographic's a little younger. It's certainly male, and that's what beer companies want. And I talk to him. He comes up empty-handed for the whole process, and then I come up with something. And what's he trying to do? He's trying to horn in on my deal.
No, he facilitated you.
Yeah, right.
I was just asking because I couldn't exactly remember how the process went, but you'd come up with was it your idea the Shrine of Female Listeners?
Yes, I could pull up the IM where you called me brilliant.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
it is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
I agree.
You're darn right. It's brilliant.
Right.
However, there's an additional part of the process that the package that I came up with for the beer distributor that I really think is going to go through. By the way, for a very good beer, it's not going to just be your average beer. This is a very good beer that I enjoy myself. And another part of the package, my wife came up with. She just kind of popped in with it, and it was a very very good idea.
Oh, and then we had what I came up with was the drunk dial line, right? So you'd come up with the idea of sponsoring the Shrine of Female Listeners, and I added into that the idea of having people call. Or, you know, you'd mentioned the drunk dial line, and I figured out different ways to do it. Anyway, you'd come up with a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, I think that one thing in particular I said is, the dial-in drunk or something like that. Tonight's drunk caller brought to you by this beer company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we both refined the idea together.
And by the way, that was a joke, just so you know.
I thought it was a great idea. I think that's what I suggested was brilliant, actually, was the drunk dial line. But we definitely did build off of one another, and it wasn't even an explicit brainstorming session. It just sort of happened naturally, and so it worked.
That could work, though, if you'd say something like, you know, this drunk caller, and you have a little sound effect, you know, drunk caller is sponsored by such and such a beer,
yeah.
And you say, know when to say when. Don't get drunk. Just enjoy the beer.
Yeah, I didn't know how the beer company would react to being associated with drunken people. Normally, they want to buy, if you're a beer company, you want to buy ads with pretty girls in it, right? Like pretty girls in waterfalls.
Yeah, that's where he gets to take credit, because that's what he said. He said something to the effect of, beer companies don't like drunk people. Don't they generally want to be associated with attractive women? And then I said,
but I still think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant idea, and maybe someday it'll happen. Who knows? But let's continue with the procrastination thing. If you want to share your story, 800-259-9231.
Tip number four is time yourself. I found that many people resort to procrastination because they have too much time on their hands, and so they put things off for the next hour. I've never been so busy as when I don't have a job. Because I just can't get everything done in a day. The things that I normally get done in the course of a day and work 60 hours a week, I can't do on a day when I don't have a job at all.
Is it weird?
It's weird. You put things off.
It's easy to just sit there and watch YouTube or whatever.
I got plenty of time to play video games and do this and pitter around here and that. And, oh, man, I didn't get those two things. I only got one of the two things done I needed to do today. Oh, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. You know? And that's how it goes.
Yeah, I feel bad personally when I'm doing, if I play like a video game or something like that and I haven't done something first, I feel bad about it. So I don't have that particular problem so much anymore because I've trained myself in that way to where I want to accomplish certain things prior to doing the fun thing. You know, if I've got things I need to get done and I have something that is rewarding or fun, I will use that as the reward. It frustrates Julia sometimes because I'll go and I'll wash a bunch of dishes prior to sitting down watching a movie or something like that. And she wants to watch the movie right then, but I want to feel like I've done something first, so I get some dishes done first. And
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's a good system. Let's see. They have too much time on their hands, so they put things off for the next hour, day, or week. Go to your desk, grab an alarm timer, and set it for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, or whatever time you believe is necessary to complete your work. Be sure not to leave too much room, though. And in this example, post in normal conditions might make 2 or 3 hours to write. This post, I've set my timer for 40 minutes. It's still ticking. This will help you motivate yourself in completing your work, but most importantly, it will help you focus. The one thing I'd like to say about his post and his timing method is there's a lot of typos in this. And so perhaps
he didn't give himself enough time to revise.
Right, he should have set the timer for edit too. But however, I think that it's good.
Interesting concept.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And as long as you don't keep resetting the timer.
And I think
you really have to have self-control here.
I think it really works. Well, At the very least, you can say, well, I'm going to do this in this amount of time, and then you can set, well, I need a little more time to do that. I'll set that later. I'll
and
go play a video game
right
or whatever.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, at least you're thinking about getting it done.
How many more do we have?
Number five and six.
All right, great. On the way here, 800-259-9231, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. We'll sneak it in here. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me. It was so embarrassing, I wouldn't even wear sandals. Then I discovered Calyx ointment. Calyx is diabetic friendly and really different because Calyx exfoliates naturally with fast-acting enzymes. Now my heels are baby soft and my feet look great. If you have dry, cracked feet, you need Calyx ointment too. You'll find Calyx at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
A face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just in the center of your call, if you make it now, at 1-800-259-9231. Signal CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, happening June 9th through the 15th here in lovely New Hampshire. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer, and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. If you couldn't afford to go to the Liberty Forum, then consider Porkfest. It does not require any hotel room stays or anything like that. It's a camping thing for the most part. There are hotels.
And it's a blast.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It costs next to nothing. The only thing you're really going to be paying for is your travel expenses. Whatever that ends up being, that's going to be the bulk of your trip with Porkfest. There's not a real outlay that's necessary to have a good time at Porkfest, and it is a good time. So go and get the details at porkfest.com. Don't put it off. We're talking about procrastination and how one can reduce one's amount of procrastinating, become more Johnny on the spot, getting things done that you need to do in the time that you need to get them done, and feeling good about it. What are a couple other tips, Mark, for our listeners here? And
number five.
For me and you and Wayne, because we can all use those.
Yeah, who can't? Eliminate all other distractions. This means no IM.
No email box.
Yep. No TV, no email, no internet whatsoever. Unplug your cord would be a good idea. No music for those of you that find it distractive. I personally can work fine with music in my headphones. I cannot. Or anything remotely distractive that might break your concentration. Anything that might come between you and whatever your task is you're trying to fulfill. Excuse me, something weird happened on my screen. Just disappeared. May disrupt your current activities and thus lead to procrastination. It's better to avoid this by eliminating anything that might cause you to suddenly abandon your work. However, be careful. Don't over-exaggerate this and lock yourself out from the outside world, from your family and people that care for you. So I don't know what that last little bit's all about, but I think that in most of us
don't go overboard. I mean, if you're busy doing something, they suggested this earlier, taking a little break can always be a good thing. Especially if you're having to come up with ideas or brainstorm something or be creative, if you've been droning away at something for a few hours, it's a good idea to take a break and have some lunch with a family member or a friend or something like that, and to get away, to change your stimulus to stimulate other nerve endings, if you will, synapses in your brain, and get a bit of a different perspective, perhaps, on what it was you were trying to do before. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. And if you aren't procrastinating, then taking a break's not such a big deal. If you're getting what you need to get done, then it's no big deal to take it easy for, 15 minutes or half an hour or something like that, relax, and then come back to it.
Yep. Number six is stop being a perfectionist. Another cause of procrastination is perfectionism. It's natural for us humans to want to try to be the best at something. But sometimes along the path, we can tend to overreact with our ambitions and turn to perfectionism. This is this way we try to complete a task flawlessly from the very beginning, but it takes a lot of work, and it can lead to lots of stress, which leads to procrastination. This is because your brain will soon associate that stress with the task, and it will try to avoid it, most often by postponing it.
So if you've done it once, then you probably won't want to do something similar in the future if you really overdid it and you tried to do it to the point of perfection.
Yep. It's important to understand that no one and nothing is important. It's actually the imperfections that make the world around us so beautiful and most of all unique. You can try to write the most complete and helpful article ever, build the perfect software, but you won't.
You'll never be done.
You'll never succeed because there'll always be room for improvement. Realize that an imperfect job completed today is always superior to the perfect job delayed
never
indefinitely.
Done. That's a great point. If you want to add in something here, 800-259-9231, that's it. Number six, right? Any final thoughts there?
I have to agree with everything they said. That's why I picked the article.
Yeah, I have to say that the distractions are definitely something for me, and it's something I'm still I still struggle with, trying to keep out of the email box because it's just this constant stimulus for me. There's new email coming in at all times, so there's always something exciting and new there that could pop up. But what's worse is when you're all out of emails, and then you just sort of, then I'll get into this situation where I'll just sort of hover near the email box. I won't necessarily sit in the email box, but I'll check the folders to make sure there's nothing I missed, and then I'll go to certain websites that I like to go to, even though I've already maybe been to them earlier in the day, as though there's something that's going to happen that I need to be there and, you know, be Johnny on the spot for. It's really a sickness.
Well, it's a strange, I think for email, for me, is a desire to keep things orderly. Here's an area where I can keep things orderly. I've kept them orderly in the past. I want to keep them cleaned up because it's very easy for my email box to become so full. I get a few hundred emails a day.
Wow.
And
that includes spam?
That includes spam.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you've got to clean these things up. I can't tell you how many I get legitimately, but I bet I get 100 or close to it emails a day, like just regular legitimate mm-hmm. ones. And it can get out of control if I don't sort of read them and put them in their proper little places, whether that's deleting them or archiving them or putting them in a folder somewhere. So I want to keep it orderly. The fact is, what happens is it's too easy to do that, and I just, you know, I don't take care of other more difficult tasks.
Something
that pay me, likely.
Something I have found that helps me with my issue of just sort of hovering and not really having anything specific to do. I think that's the problem, is that I feel like I'm doing something by going to these websites or checking the email box incessantly, but it's not really something. It's really just filler. It's something to fill time from one point to another.
Yep.
Whereas if I have a task that I need to complete, I can focus in on that. So having goals, having a goal sheet, I think helps me with this particular issue, in that if I find myself in that situation where I'm just sort of bouncing around from website to website in order to just kill time, whereas, you know, it's essentially like, it's basically the channel flipping of the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're just sort of bouncing around surfing versus going somewhere for a reason, going somewhere to accomplish something. So if I get myself into that rut and I notice it, and I'm noticing it more and more now, and not meaning that I'm not doing it more, but I'm noticing when I'm doing it more often, and more self-aware, I can then shift my focus to my goal sheet and say, okay, I see that I'm in this little rut here that I don't like to be in. What should I be doing? And I can look over at my goal sheet rather than having something in my head that I may not necessarily be able to pull up instantly. There it is right there on a piece of paper. You know, I'm supposed to check into this webcam problem or whatever it is that is on my list of things to do for the day. I can focus in on that and say, okay, that's what I need to be doing. Refocus, get away from this website surfing, and move ahead with that. So I think having written down goals for oneself can help if you have it at hand and can reference that to get back on track. I know it helps me.
So what do you got on there for calling program directors and radio stations?
There is a goal to call a certain number of program directors per week.
Ah, I see.
Yep.
What is it, what, down to six now?
No, no, it's about 30, actually. And I'm nowhere near my goal this week, so not doing very well on that. But then again, Julia has had two of the last days, you know, last 3 days off.
So
and when Julia
you call
has a day
30
off,
program directors in a week, mm-hmm. I call 100 advertisers. That's why you were impressed at how quickly my list of Google's news group people subscribers was going, because I contact three times the amount of people that you're contacting now.
Yeah, it's true. Well, when Julia has a day off during the week, I spend more time with her than I do doing work, and so I do a lot of my other work on the weekends when she's working. So my week's a little different from yours at the same time.
Nobody wants to hear excuses, slacker.
Well, you asked. You asked the question.
No,
you got an answer.
I simply don't accept your excuses, slacker.
All
How's
right.
that?
Whatever. 800-259-9231, so you can talk about that or bring up whatever's on your mind. Here's a quick one for you from Alaska, where they just won't give up. See, some people think that this whole freedom situation could be solved using the political system, but the problem becomes, even when you do get a success, the tyrannical types, the government people, they push back.
Yeah.
We know that when you're trying to legalize marijuana or decriminalize marijuana, the number one group that will oppose you are the government people, specifically the police.
Yep.
And the chiefs of police, especially. And in Alaska, you have an example of what has happened when there is legal marijuana. For more than 30 years, Alaska's courts have held the state constitution's privacy protections bar the state from criminalizing adults consuming and possessing small amounts of marijuana in the privacy of their home. So you can smoke marijuana in your home legally in Alaska. But what has been going on ever since that has happened? Well, the prohibitionists, including the governor himself, have been trying to undo the status quo. They pushed through the legislature a bill that would once again recriminalize marijuana possession and stacked it with a series of legislative findings and blah, blah, blah. And it goes on to talk about how they continue to fight to re-prohibit marijuana. There is no end
right.
to this political
Nobody's
process.
Getting hurt by this.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.